afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start today with a recording made in Paris for the great French label Swing. Swing 78 from 1937. The pianist we're going to hear is Teddy Weatherford. Very interesting character. Born in this country, I think in Pocahontas, Virginia, if I remember correctly, and died running a band in Calcutta sometime in 1945. He was supposedly, according to the writers on this, that he was the competition in Chicago against Earl Hines, the great pianist. And he sounds like he could have been, but that was some undertaking, I must say. Here is Teddy Weatherford in Paris, 1937, for Swing Label, doing Walter Donaldson's My Blue Heaven. Recorded in Paris, 1937, by Swing. Teddy Weatherford from this country. And Teddy Weatherford died in, as I said, in Calcutta. He'd been there for some time, and he ran bands in the Orient for several years. I believe he was born 1903, died 1945. That was My Blue Heaven, written by Walter Donaldson. Back to this country, New York, 1944, for Commodore Records. Richard Whiting and Charlie Daniels wrote this. It's called He's Funny That Way.
I'm not much to look at. Nothing to see, just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. He doesn't holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got that man mad about me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way, and no better plan.
Holiday singing for you, Commodore Record, 1944. He's funny that way. Behind her, Eddie Haywood on piano, John Simmons bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. Now, adding to that band, Doc Cheatham comes in with his trumpet, Vic Dickinson his trombone, Lem Davis's alto saxophone, Teddy Walters on guitar, and Billie Holiday to sing a composition by Jack King, lyric by Dorothy Parker, How Am I to Know?
Thank you.
dare not guess at this
Holiday and How Am I to Know for Commodore 78 Records, 1944. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. Sidney Bechet and his clarinet for Blue Note Records, 1940. First one was Saturday Night Blues, and the second one was Bechet's Steady Rider. Teddy Bunn on guitar, Pops Foster bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Sidney Bechet, clarinetist here. Most of the time a soprano saxophonist, always, always swinging and interesting. Hot Lips Page is up next, his trumpet, his singing for Savoy, 1944. Hot Lips goes back to the early territory bands, the Kansas City bands, Walter Page's Blue Devils and others, and had a grand career and a wonderful, wonderful trumpet player and singer. Here he is doing Double Trouble, which he wrote, and I Got What It Takes, he also wrote that, with him, and for one listener out there, this will be fun, Earl Bostick on alto saxophone, Tiny Grimes guitar, Clyde Hart on celeste and piano, Floyd Horse Collar Williams playing saxophone, Don Byas saxophone, Ike Quebec on saxophone, everybody having a great time here. Hot Lips Page, 1944.
My woman's hauling murder, and I ain't even raised my hand. My woman's hollering murder, and I ain't even raised my hand. Every time she sees me evil, Lord, she will call the man. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Love you harder, baby, than a mule can kick on a slippery hill. Thank you.
you take love and play. I got just what it takes to break your heart, but I ain't gonna give it away. You can be sure it's you I dream about, and baby, every day I got just what it takes to break your heart, but I ain't gonna give it away. I'll admit you have just what I need, and happiness abounds. All the world could beckon me, but it's you I'll hang around. Will always be my dream girl until I'm old and gray. I got just what it takes to break your heart, but I ain't gonna give it away.
Lips Page, his trumpet, and his voice. 1944 for Savoy, 78 records. Two compositions he wrote, Double Trouble Blues and I Got What It Takes. And lots of talent in there with Emeril Bostic, Clyde Hart, and Don Byas. Hot Lips, great career. You might go out and get his material if you like him. He sounds like that throughout the career, really. Many good spots. As I said, way back in Kansas City Territory band time. See if you can find the one record made by Walter Page's Blue Devils. That's something else. Hot Lips Page. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... That was the Baltimore Bellhops, a pseudonym for Fletcher Henderson's band, 1931 for Columbia 78 Records. Fletcher's younger brother, Horace Henderson, did the arrangement. It's called Coming and Going. Work on the trombone by Benny Morton and trumpet by Bobby Stark. Alto saxophone by Russell Procope. And you may know that name from long tenure with Duke Ellington's orchestra. The same band, same time, does Henderson's Hot and Anxious, also arranged by Horace Henderson. And what this has in it is the In the Mood riff. I've talked about this before with you, about riffs, rhythmic patterns that the dancers loved. It wasn't a complicated aspect, but it was wonderful to dance to. Stark will play his trumpet. Coleman Hawkins here on the clarinet. Listen into that. And a little bit of a guitar solo by Billie Holiday's father, Clarence Holiday. Here's Fletcher Henderson, 1931, and Hot and Anxious.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson doing Hot and Anxious in 1931. We went to Teresa Brewer in 1949. Chewing Gum, written by Vic Mizzi and Man Curtis. How many of you were around in 49 and remember that and actually sang it and chewed gum and sang it at the same time? Teresa Brewer. She did some wonderful records with Ellington and others doing really wonderful jazz pieces. You might search for those if you like her. It's not that particular style. I like it because I like the band behind her as well. Yank Lawson's there playing his trumpet, Will Bradley's trombone, Jimmy Lytell on clarinet, Jack Plyce on piano, Trigger Albert bass, and Terry Snyder on the drums. Here's Lionel Hampton, 1946.
Thank you. went to school, where to talk. In came the teacher doing the camel walk. She jumped over here, she jumped over there. Up jumped Johnny and gave her a pat. She got choked, that's no joke. The pencil broke, that's all she wrote.
No lie.
No lie.
The pencil broke, no lie.
No lie. Look at sis, she's out in the backyard having a fit. She's doing the boogie woogie and the ring dang do. Believe me, ma, she's doing the whole thing too. She got choked, that's no joke. Still so broke, that's all she wrote.
No lies,
no lies.
The bell's so broke, no lies,
no lies. Many man has rocked his child and rocked his child alone. There's a many man that rocked another man's child when he thought he was rocking his own. That's no joke. He got choked. The pencil broke. That's all she wrote.
No lies.
No lies.
The pencil broke. No lies.
No lies. That's all she wrote.
Lionel Hampton, I know Art Blakey's the jazz messenger, but I must say that Hampton is too. He gave 50-plus years, 60 maybe, of entertaining people. And there he is, playing his vibes and singing. 1946 in Los Angeles for Decca Records. Tempo's birthday, he wrote that, and I think the trumpet star there was Jimmy Nottingham. I know the tenor saxophonist was Johnny Griffin. The Pencil Broke, written by Lionel and Gladys Hampton. Hamp on vocal and vibes, Johnny Griffin again on tenor, and some beautiful drum work in there on both cuts by J.C. Hurd. Lionel Hampton, right here on 88.5. We're here for you 24 hours a day, and we're very much alive and happy to have you out there. It's a wonderful combination. Lester Young now with Nat Cole at the piano and Red Callender bass, and Lester, of course, on his tenor. This is one of two sessions he made with Nat Cole, which is just marvelous. Here's Body and Soul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lester Young on tenor saxophone, Nat Cole, piano, Red Callender on bass in Los Angeles, July 1942 for Philo 78. Norman Granz had a hand in that. We heard Johnny Green's Body and Soul and James F. Hanley's Indiana, or if you prefer, Back Home Again in Indiana. We'll hear more from that trio in just a moment, but first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and all that jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Thank you. From Los Angeles in 1942, Lester Young, tenor sax, Nat Cole, piano, Red Calendar, bass, I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke, and T for Two, written by Vincent Humans. All that stuff from Philo 78 Records. Lester Young, Nat Cole, and Red Calendar. Here are the four freshmen.
Rainbows.
for freshmen in Los Angeles, 1957, for Capitol Records. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, written in 1918 by Harry Carroll and Joseph McCarthy. And There Is No Greater Love, written by bandleader Isom Jones and lyricist Marty Symes in 1936. The Four Freshmen, 1957, for Capitol Records. 1963 now for Prestige Moodsville long-playing record. The great, really great tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson, with Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. Thank you. Eli Thompson, known as Lucky, 1963 for Prestige Moodsville. Long Ago and Far Away, written by Jerome Kern, and Thompson's own No More. With him, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums, and of course Lucky on tenor saxophone. One of the greats. Lucky Thompson, 1963. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
And you don't mean me no good. You're a mean, mistreating woman. And you don't mean me no good. Now, I don't blame you, baby. I'd be the same way if I could. Now you say you're gonna leave me, and you say you go away. Well, you say you're gonna leave me, and you say you go away. That's all right, baby, you come back home. Now I know you didn't want me when you laid down across my bed, drinking rot gut liquor and talking all out your head. Well, I know you didn't want me when you laid down across my bed, drinking rot gut liquor, talking all out your head. You're a mean sweeter, and you don't care what you do. You're a mean mistreater, and you don't care what you do. That's all right, baby,
coming back home to you.
Josh White singing and playing his guitar in 1944 for Disc 78 Records, and one he calls Mean Mistreating Woman, Josh White. Here's Don Sleet, his trumpet, and his quintet, 1961 for Jazzland, with him on tenor saxophone Jimmy Heath, Wynton Kelly on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. And this is one Sleet wrote called Fast Company. Listen, for all of you Ron Carter fans, this is rare. This includes a bowed bass solo by Mr. Carter. Don Sleet, his trumpet, his quintet, 1961, and Fast Company.
Thank you.
Don Sleet Quintet, 1961 for Jazzland Records. Sleet on trumpet and Jimmy Heath tenor saxophone. Wynton Kelly piano, Ron Carter bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. And Sleet's Fast Company, followed by Jimmy Van Heusen's But Beautiful. Don Sleet, his quintet, 1961. What were you doing in 1961? This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else do the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear? Only with you. Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you.
Singing for you beautifully, 1955 for Atlantic Long Playing Records, and one by Irving Berlin, It Only Happens When I Dance With You, one of my favorites of his, and don't hear anybody sing that anymore. Chris Connor, 1955, with Joe Wilder trumpet, Al Cohn tenor saxophone, Eddie Costa on the vibes, Ralph Sharon at the piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Ossie Johnson playing the drums. I've got one more by Chris Connor for you, but I have to tell you, just in passing, after playing Don Sleet Quintet from 1961, I said, what were you doing in 1961? And the phone rang and rang, and one woman said, I was giving birth to my fifth child. And another person said, I was going into high school. Another person said, I was in second grade. Another person said, I was getting married. Another person said, it's none of your business. Oh, my goodness. Here's Chris Connor, Everything I've Got, written by Rodgers and Hart.
For you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hammerlock holds I've mastered a few, and everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. You for me, me for you. I give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible time, a temper for two. Everything I've got belongs to you. I've got songs that Ella sang when just a lass, and a flask of bust of Elvis that's a gas. I've a cartoon of me that Bert Goldblatt drew. Everything I've got belongs to you. I've the only disc where Oscar fluffed the note, and the anchor from a gallon bottle boat. I've got an antique hi-fi from 1802, and everything I've got belongs to you. You're so sweet, full of charm. Guess that's why I twist your arm. You're a boy, I'm a girl. That's why I'm getting so frantic. I've got swinging sounds that bird lads never heard, and some records on my shelf that seem absurd. I've a beat up cornet that Dizzy once blew. Everything I've got belongs to you. Everything I've got. And I've got a lot. Everything I've got belongs to you.
Chris Connor singing a Rodgers and Hart beauty called Everything I've Got for Atlantic Records, 1955. And clever, Rodgers and Hart leaving room in there for you to make up your own and rhyme and come out right, rhyming with got of Everything I've Got. Chris Connor, 1955. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Paul Chambers is bass and his sextet now for Blue Note Records, 1956. Donald Byrd, trumpet. John Coltrane, tenor saxophone. Kenny Burrell, guitar. Horace Silver on the piano. Chambers bass in Philly, Joe Jones on drums. We will hear one by Chambers called Whims of Chambers, and one by Coltrane called Nita. Paul Chambers, his bass and his sextet, September 1956, for Blue Note Records. One he wrote called Whims of Chambers, and one by John Coltrane called Nita. On Nita, it's an interesting form. I was counting it, and the phone would ring, and I hope the people who were talking to me were not upset by the fact they could hear me going one, two, 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 going through that. But it's it goes 22 measures, and then on the 23rd measure, there's an extension of six measures, and then a two-measure break, just for variety's sake. And it's interesting to do that. Donald Byrd on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor saxophone, Kenny Burrell guitar, Horace Silver piano, Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Paul Chambers Sextet, 1956, for Blue Note. This is the Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support of KPLU comes from you and...
Shake down the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I give you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. So crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow. Without you, shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. So crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I can't go on without you. Shake down the stars, ooh. I've set the table and the plate for you, making believe you'll soon be here. I watch the door and sit and wait for you. It's just impossible, hard as I try to convince myself we've really said goodbye. I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something
I dreamed last night to never see your funny face again, to never thrill to your embrace again. Oh, it's so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two, our corny duets at dawn, those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. To never look into those eyes again, the sun might just as well not rise again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night.
Marianne McCall singing for you. 1956 for Savoy Records. Ernie Wilkins arrangements and orchestra behind her and for her. Shake Down the Stars, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Eddie DeLange. And Something I Dreamed Last Night by Sammy Fain, Herb Magison, and Jack Yellen. Marianne McCall, August 1956. Here are the jazz giants of 1956. Somebody's choice for this, and a good one. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums.
Thank you.
from 1956, the Jazz Giants of 56, for Norgren Long Playing Records. That means Roy Eldridge trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. I guess I'll have to change my plan by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and one they all play called Gigantic Blues, the Jazz Giants of 56. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you between 3 and 6 on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me. From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:14. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:14, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day,
much. Got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. To kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment, from this moment. Don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you had to lose. Don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flipped your heart and you have lost, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thrill of reminiscing and hot lips, the taste of tears, lose their taste for kissing. Don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't. No, you don't know what love is.
Anita O'Day singing for you from Los Angeles in 1956 for Norgren Records. You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Al Dubin. From This Moment On, Cole Porter. You Don't Know What Love Is, Gene DePaul, and lyric by Don Ray. Jimmy Rolls at the piano, Tal Farlow on guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums, Anita O'Day, 1956. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... And here is Jerry Mulligan. Jerry Mulligan. Jerry Mulligan in 1955, his sextet for Emercy Long Playing Records. Mulligan on baritone saxophone, John Eardley on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, Zoot Sims tenor saxophone, Peck Morrison on bass, and Dave Bailey playing the drums. And that was one written by Jerry Lloyd called Mudbug. The Jerry Mulligan Sextet, September 1955, Emercy, Long Playing Records. Here is Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass. Ella and Joe, Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, Los Angeles, 1983, for Pablo Records, Blue and Sentimental, Count Basie and Jerry Livingston. Ella Fitzgerald, Joe Pass. I'm going to end the program today going back to two masterpieces by Duke Ellington in May of 1940. Duke Ellington in May of 1940, Dusk, written by him, and featuring Rex Stewart on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone. And then Blue Goose, also written by Ellington, and Johnny Hodges on soprano saxophone, Cootie Williams trumpet, and a beautiful interlude by Ben Webster leading into Lawrence Brown's trombone solo. Duke Ellington, 1940 for Victor, 78 records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.